That's good to hear, isn't it? Everybody will be happy over there. God has seen fit in his all-wise providence to let the wheels of our lives roll on. And we have come here this morning to worship him in spirit and in truth and to fellowship one with another. We are glad that God has blessed us to hear his word, believe it, receive it, obey it, and be joined, add it to his family. Let us talk to the Father and ask him to bless us, to be mindful that he has brought us in for purposes, to be an example on planet Earth, and to share with others that they too may know what it is to be an adopted child of God if they obey the gospel that you share with them. Very simple. But oh, the blessings that comes with obeying the gospel, living the life, going into eternity to live forever. Nevermore sick, nevermore problems, just loving, worshiping, and doing that which God has designed for us to do in an eternal heaven. We say the words, we understand the words, but we don't get the full joy until we get to glory land. In Matthew chapter 11, in your Bibles, Matthew chapter 11, look at the last two verses in the chapter. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Now notice what he says after that. He says, I will. Not I will try. I hope to. But I will. Oh, church. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and do what? And I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest. Into your souls, or unto your souls. You shall find rest unto your souls. Why so? For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Oh, this living this life, I tell you, child, it's challenging. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Come unto me. An invitation from God. An invitation from God. Put in your notes 2 Kings chapter 4 and read at your leisure the first seven verses. 2 Kings chapter 4 verses 1 through 2 Kings chapter 4, starting with verse 1 and read 1 through 7. Even when you have nothing, God still wants you. He wants you. He wants all of you. not some of you, half of you. He wants all of you. So the question comes, what do you need? Well, what do you have? Think about it. If you're saved, you are a child of God. Who are we? Don't ever forget it. It's the only experience in life that is far supreme over everything. Who are we? We are sons and daughters of God. Think about it. If you are saved, let me put it another way. Since you are saved, you are the adopted son or daughter. We are God's children. We are God's children. We can talk to the Father. Live right. Talk with God. He hears our prayers. Do we really understand that? Can we really conceive in our minds that we are the adopted children of God who created everything? Even the sky that is so far away from us. Everything. He has promised to hear our prayers. Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which you don't even know about. Do we really understand who we are because of what? Understand who we are because of whose we are. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, he covers all the bases. The door shall be open. Or what man is there of you whom his son asks bread? Talking about us. What man of you whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, human beings, being who you are, know how to give good gifts to your children. You know where God is going, don't you, with this? How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? We are sons and daughters of God. We are rich according to our Father's richness. You may look at your problems. And when you look at your problems, they look so big. They look so large. They look to be so many. Look at the possessions that you're blessed with because of whose you are. We often fail to factor God into the equation. Live right, do right, and talk to the Father, and he will hear your prayer and answer them. Oh, church, let us value. Let us try to get a good grip. On life. Why? Because of whose we are.
You may look at your problems and they look large. You may look at your possessions and they look small. Yet, we often fail to factor in the equation. Factor God into the equation. So he places us in situations where our faith in him must be expanded. God wants us to understand critically who we are and what we have as a result of being his sons and daughters. Listen, since we read the Bible, study the Bible, and it tells us about a home eternal in the heavens that God has prepared for his children. God has done all of that. And he knows when we are born, we're going to be born on planet Earth. And look what a luxury planet Earth is. Look how he has made planet Earth. The beautiful sky, the sun, the moon, the stars. Every one of us, we enjoy at least a few minutes every day of living on planet Earth, driving our cars, going here, there, and yon, doing this and that. God is trying to get us. I made it wonderful like this because I knew what was going to happen. And I also have made preparations for your coming to live with me. Isn't that honor? Isn't that an honor? So-and-so won't speak to me. Are you a child of God? Yes. Are you faithful? Yes. What does it matter? God speaks to you through his word. And we can talk to our Heavenly Father. Church, let us value whose we are. Let us realize that anything that's right and good, we can do that by the grace and the power of our Heavenly Father. Oh, church, God expands our faith publicly. God expands our faith publicly. There was a widow in 2 Kings chapter 4. She had a problem. She was broke. And on her last few days, and I believe she had two children. I think that's in 2 Kings. Did I tell you 2 Kings chapter 4? And she was gathering up a few things to cook her final meal on Channel Earth. Channel Earth, to cook her final meal on Earth. The widow, you remember what the widow is told to do? The widow is told, go get your vessels, your empty vessels, because they're empty, because you're getting ready to eat your last meal. Go get your empty vessels, as many as you can. Now, this is a strange command. How do you suppose that one would explain to her neighbors when she not only used her vessels, but she went to her neighbors and asked for to borrow a vessel? What would she say? Why do you want this vessel? What are you going to do with it? She didn't know. She was simply told to go and get your vessels. I want to borrow some empty vessels that you might have. Will you please help me out? Jars, pots, pans. I'm flat broke. And I'm about to eat my last meal. But I was told to go and get some vessels. And I don't know why, but I'm going to get them. He's going to help me out. I don't know how he's going to help me out. We don't always know how God is going to bless us. Let's just church. Let's continue to walk with the Lord. No matter who comes, and no matter what comes, and no matter what goes, walk with the Lord. We sing the song, don't we? Hold to what? Hold to God's unchanging hand. God is not broke. But this widow goes to her neighbors, and if you've read this, she goes to her neighbors to borrow their empty pots or jars or whatever the case might be. What are you going to tell them? She probably sounded mighty strange to her neighbors. I don't know. I just told somebody that I was flat broke and I'm getting ready to eat my last meal. Yes, you're flat broke. I may be flat broke. But who do I know? Who do I have relations with? God knows everything. I don't know what I asked for some help from a stranger. She didn't know the stranger. I'm flat broke, but my God is about to let me die. But I was told by his servant to gather up some jars. Now what he's going to do, I know not. God can make a way when we don't see any way it can be done. No. Now you know why I talk this lesson, working with this lesson this morning. We don't know how God is going to bless us. He blessed us to come this far on this project. How do we know if we keep our faith? Hold to God's unchanging hand. How do we know what doors God is going to open? How do we know what jars? You don't get that second one, do you? How do you know what jars he going to fill up? Put some in a jar today. We don't know the total yet. Let us hold to God's unchanging hand. Since we are added to the body, we are the adopted children of God, we must understand, come to the point where we understand and know whose we are. Whose we are. When we go to God, it ain't like going to the preacher. Are you there? God is not broke. His pockets are not empty. We are told what she said, but we are informed that she followed his instructions. I mean, we are not told what she said, but she followed the instructions. Let us hold to God's unchanging hand. Let us be faithful, committed, loyal, and determined. To trust God. Regardless. We talk about how we love the Lord. And it may just be words. And the Lord lets us go through some valleys so that we can see what we are, whose we are. But when we go through those valleys, he comes through in a big way. Our God speaks volumes to us. And all of those that are watching us, we don't know. We don't know who the Lord is using. We don't know that. Who he will use for his children to keep holding to his unchanging hands. God has no limitations because he's God. Let God have his way. Hello? Let us, individually and collectively, let us let God lead on. Let God have his way in our life. Let us just make sure that we hold on to God's unchanging hand. What if this woman had stopped? Went to a couple of houses and stopped. Finish up the back and stop. Did you get that? Hold to his hand. Let God, reiterating, let God have his way in our life. We are his workmanship. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Let's just do what he says do. Hold to God. The song says, hold to God, unchanging hand. Like that mother. She moved in faith. She didn't know whether she's just going to be embarrassed by her neighbors going and asking them for jars or buckets or whatever they had and then taking them home and then see her on tomorrow and nothing has happened. Faith moved in that mother's heart. She obeyed the instructions. Let us do the same. Not just in this project, in our personal lives. As we go day to day, trust God. We sing the song and we sing it beautifully. So good you might not even hear my distinguished voice. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Faith moved in this widow's heart. She obeyed the Lord. She borrowed the vessels. And she and her sons went home, shut the door. And trusted God. When that day ended, there was a mother with two sons. And they had learned a valuable lesson because of who you are. They learned that God is all powerful and able to meet their needs and our every need. Listen, what's the point of being added to the Church of Christ and not being faithful? Because you don't trust God. That doesn't make any kind of, that doesn't even make, what kind of sense? No. Where else can you go? The lady's vessels were empty. She didn't have money. She didn't know what to do. They learned that God is all powerful and able to meet all their needs. And he can meet all of our needs. God has not lost any of his power. Amen. Any of his ability.
Yes, sir.
The family, this lady's family, would know what God had done. A little later in the day. Let us not stop. Let us not quit. But not only don't quit, don't believe we need to quit. Why? For what? He filled up one house. No, he filled up two houses. Some of you don't maybe not know about Chimborazo Boulevard. The Lord knows how to fill his house. We didn't come here because that other building was located in the neighborhood that it was located in. We looked and looked and looked because that building was filled up. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Listen. Can you hear an echo? Can you hear an echo? I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Can you hear? Church, we know that same God. He's still alive. We know that same God, and that same God, more importantly, he knows us. I think Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13 says, I can do what? All things. How? Who knows what? Amen. We on the same page? Philippians 4:13. God provides our provisions. The woman and her sons filled one vessel, then filled another vessel. And lo and behold, they just kept filling vessels until they ran out of vessels. Filled every vessel that she brought. She began that day with nothing but empty vessels. She ended that day with everything she needed. Why? How? Because she had faith in God and manifested that faith by her actions. Hello? That's what our God can do for all of his faithful children, not just for her and her children. What if she had been skeptical? What if she had said, I never heard of nobody going to get some vessel and teaching. What are they trying to do to... She didn't argue with God. She was not unbelieving. She followed instructions. Church, we know what God can do. We read his Bible. We know what he has blessed us to do. We know why he has blessed us to come here. Let us not stop. I mean, let us stop if we have. And if we haven't started, don't stop. Distrusting, doubting God. This woman didn't ask questions. She faithfully followed instructions. And all the blessings. I think I read somewhere where the Bible says, be thou faithful unto what? Be thou faithful unto death. And I will do what? Give you a crown of life. Trusting God. We are his sons and daughters. We heard the gospel, prayerfully believed it, received it, and we were baptized. We didn't get baptized just to get wet. We got baptized because we heard the word, believed it, received it, and obeyed it, and trust God. You trust God before you went into the water. Now that you have been in the water and come out of the water and adopted by God, don't stop trusting. Look what you have already done. By obeying the gospel, you have trusted God to save you, and when you die, to come and live forever with Him. Everything else is miniature compared with what God had promised to do for us when we obey Him. I think you got the message. Let's see, this is chapter 4. 5, 6. So hold on, I only got 3 more pages. Shh. Church. We have come too far to quit on God. We have come too far to stop. Yes, we have had people, think about it. We have had members who moved to other cities. They moved. We have had some other members who lived in the city, still live in the city, but they disappeared after we came here. About 31 or 32 had made up their mind. The day we leave that building to come to this building, they were going to leave this congregation. You say, what? About 32 of them. You say, who was that? No, I'm not calling no name. God got the name. It's His church. He'll take care of it. But let us hold to what? Can we get that for him? Brother song leader, as a song of invitation. Hold to God's unchanging hand. I know it's challenging. It was challenging for her, but it was not so challenging that she didn't do what the man of God told her to do. Let's do what God is telling us to do. Hold to His hand, to God's unchanging hand, and see what He will do. We see what He's, watch this English language. You see what He done. He can do more than what He has done. He's not tired. He's not broke. He loves it when His children manifest their love for Him. And we can sing that song. Oh, I love Jesus. Don't quit now. Don't stop. There are more people. Laws. Don't you see it all the time? No matter where you go, you see a whole bunch of folk. Laws. Many of them go to church, but they go to a church that's not in the Bible. Our 15 minutes is up. Let us not forget whose we are. I know who I am. I know how much money I got. Mm-mm. Whose we are. We are sons and daughters of God. And whatever He wants done, He'll do it. He did this. He did this. He did that over yonder. Why can't He do that up there? Are you there? You following me? Mm-hmm. And we are His children. Fathers love their children. He loves us. Let us make sure that we manifest our love for Him and our trust for Him. If you're here and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, I was talking to a young man, a member of this congregation, and he was telling me about what goes on with one of the biggest churches, Baptist churches, in Richmond, and what they do. Women preachers, false doctrine, pleasing themselves. We worship God to please God, to let Him know that we are obedient children. Hold to God's unchanging hand. If you can't read it in God's book, it's not of God. In this book, the first baptism that we read about through the preaching of the gospel is in Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. The apostles, guided by the Holy Spirit, preached God's gospel on that day. And Peter, they were so excited, all of them started preaching. And Peter had already been given the privilege to preach the first gospel sermon. And about chapter 2, verse 15, Peter is able to get those others to calm down so he can preach the gospel in its completeness. And approximately 3,000 people. What must we do? Peter says, you need to repent. Be godly, sorrowful for the wrong that you've done. And obey the gospel, beware, and water baptism for the remission of your sin. That's still the answer. If you're here and you're not a Christian, you're not a child of God. Repent of your sins. Godly sorrow for the things that you've done contrary to His will. And be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. The water is ready. The garments are ready. The baptizers are ready. The only question mark, are you ready? For those who are already in the body, but you have not walk with the Lord, manifesting the fact that you are an adopted child of God, come this morning, renew your covenant, rededicate your life to Jesus Christ, and spend the rest of your days following His instructions. At the final roundup of human affairs, when you stand before God, He'll say, well done, a good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up. I got some other things I want you to do. I'll make you ruler over many. Hold to God's unchanging hand no matter what. If you're in the body, you have not been loyal to your confession and actions, renew your covenant this morning. And let God bring you back in favor with Him. His adopted son or daughter. The lesson is yours. Let us get to stand and sing the song that's been selected.
I was filled with swift transition.
Yes, sir. Many, Lord, many, many changes.
Of earth and moves shall stand. Build your hopes on things eternal.
On things eternal.
To God's unchanging hand. Why don't you hold? To God's unchanging hand.
Yes.
Why won't you hold? Oh, to God's unchanging hand, you ought to be your
hopes
on things eternal. To God's unchanging hand, why don't you hold to His hand? Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Brother, won't you hold to His hand, to God's unchanging hand? You ought to build your hopes on things eternal.
You may be seated.
To God's unchanging hand.
We want to encourage the saints who are here this morning to continue to pray. For the individuals that you have been talking with and they have yet to obey the gospel. Eternity is forever. Forever. There's a difference in time and eternity. Time has limitations. Just like me this morning, I have limitations. 15, 20 minutes, that's it. Watch it. But eternity is forever. Here, from time to time, individuals who are members of the body of Christ, they come forward and ask for the prayers of the church because they have done something contrary to the will of God. That's not active in eternity. Not in eternity. If not us, who's going to do it? Who's going to talk to those people that you come in contact with? Friends, neighbors, family. God saved us. Jesus came all the way from glory, chose, saved the apostles, 12 of them. I believe ten of them did not die a natural death. They were put to death preaching his gospel. You know, and I know, and unfortunately, in many, many cases, the people that you know and try to help them, they don't want to hear it. Don't you become discouraged. Just keep going on. Because the power is in the Word. The power is in the Word of God. And God has blessed us to have heard it, believed it, believe it, and obey it. Let us endeavor to help others do the same. Brothers?